Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you haven't got the new KISW Classic Trucker Cap, you got to get this on your head. I mean, look at that. Sun's out right now. You get your suns out, get the guns out, but you don't want to burn your head. So get that KISW trucker clap, man. Trucker cap. Classic trucker cap.
Trucker clap happens in the Loch Lizard, so it's not this kind of a thing.
It's a whole different thing,
A whole other thing.
You can, you know what?
We don't have that at the rock shop.
No, we don't. We can't prevent trucker clap, but we can get you the KISW classic trucker cap. That we can do. You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. It's time to turn down for tacos.
Yeah, and Steve turned it way down earlier when he lost.
Barely down.
I mean, you know, like, hey, a loss is a loss. Just like you say, a win's a win.
Yeah. All right, that's good logic.
So we'll have to see how it works out for this one.
I like how that all works together. I like a loss is a loss, a win's a win. I learned something today.
Did you?
No.
Oh. Well, let's get to our contestant today. We've got PJ in Bothell. PJ, are you there, sir?
Oh, what is a Migs anyway?
He's the guy right here.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It's my name.
Don't wear it out. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ticket for Iron Maiden over at the Tacoma Dome.
Yeah.
September 5th, go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Iron Maiden, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Yeah. What is a mix anyway?
For those playing at home, PJ will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. PJ, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What movie sees Emperor Marcus Aurelius choose Maximus to be his heir instead of his own son?
Gladiator.
Yes. What kind of animal is Crush in Finding Nemo?
Turtle.
Yes. In the 1991 movie Thelma and Louise, who plays the part of Thelma?
What's her name? Gene Davis.
Yes. Which band did Glenn Danzig form in 1977?
Yes.
Which recent president's autobiography is titled Dreams from My Father?
I don't know, Obama?
Yes. Which is the second largest country in the European Union?
Asia?
No.
European Union. United Kingdom?
No.
European Union, I don't know, pass.
Billy Joel's Uptown Girl music video featured which supermodel?
Oh, wasn't it his wife? Oh my God. I don't know, pass.
The handbook for the recently deceased was featured in which Michael Keaton movie?
Oh, Beetlejuice.
Yes. On which street does Freddy Krueger dwell according to the movie title?
Elm Street.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
All right, not too bad.
Snuck that one right at the end.
Yeah.
Got himself a decent score.
He gave himself a fighting chance with that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if Steve can come out a winner.
I feel like he's going to win today.
Oh, you think so?
One, yeah.
On this one?
Yeah.
Now, you're pretty good at usually predicting these, so.
I'm the Migs Whisperer.
Yes.
Oh, the you're Migs the John Whisperer. Madden of Beat Migs.
Yeah. Steve, are you Freddy?
Oh, yeah!
I don't know if I'm Freddy, but I'm ready.
Okay, whatever.
That's funny. That's quite a Freudian slip there, man. Good job.
Yeah. What movie sees Emperor Marcus Aurelius choose Maximus to be his heir instead Gladiator. Of his own son? Yes! What kind of animal is Crush in Finding Nemo?
He is a blowfish.
No.
A shark.
No.
An elephant.
No, no. In the 1991 movie Thelma and Louise, who plays the part of Thelma?
Gina Davis.
Yes. Which band did Glenn Danzig form in 1977?
The Misfits.
Yes. Which recent president's autobiography is titled Dreams from My Father?
George W. Bush.
No.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Obama.
Yes. Which is the second largest country in the European Union?
France.
No.
Italy.
No.
London, England.
No.
London.
Billy Joel's Uptown Girl music video featured which supermodel?
Paulina Poroskova?
No.
Carol Alt?
No.
Cindy Crawford?
No.
Wow.
The handbook for the recently deceased was featured in what Michael Keaton movie?
Batman.
No.
I'm Batman.
Pass.
In which street, on which street does Freddy Krueger?
Birdman.
No.
Oh.
Elm Street.
You really suck.
And actually, Elm Street, yes.
Yeah.
Snuck away with that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but you still lose.
Wow.
6-5.
Yeah, I'm going to play that. Thanks for the failed confidence, BJ.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you didn't do better than that. That's
this is a surprise.
Wow.
Congrats, BJ.
Bam.
Bam.
I am shocked he didn't know some of these.
Me too. He didn't know that Crush was a turtle. I kind of figured you wouldn't get that one.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Oh, you actually have?
Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great film.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't. I'm not like obsessed over it. I don't remember everybody in the show.
All right then. All right then.
No Nemo.
I thought you were going to get the Uptown Girl supermodel.
Who is that?
Christie Brinkley.
Christie Brinkley.
Makes sense. They were an item, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing PJ couldn't get. He's like, wasn't he married to her? But then he had to ultimately pass on that one. The second largest country in the European Union.
I'd be guessing like Germany or... It's not Germany, huh?
It is not Germany.
Scotland?
No.
Austria?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Spain.
Oh, Spain,
yeah. Everyone forgets Spain is in Europe, actually.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. The handbook for the recently deceased was a part of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, no, now he's going to show up.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Beetlejuice. That's it four times, right? That's fine. I'm sure that's fine. Yeah, I'm sure that's how that works.
I don't think that's how that works.
congratulations to PJ on beating Steve this morning.
All you got to do is tie or beat Steve, which has happened twice today. Nice. And that's how you get the prize just like that. Well, Danny, I know you're a pizza guy. I got a place for you to go get some pizza. It's Las Vegas.
All right, let's go.
A place called, I think it's called Evil Pie, even though they spell it E-V-E-L.
Evil Pie.
Evil Pie, or Evel, maybe. It's in Vegas, and this story. I'm going to read this story just the way they wrote it, because it's so goofy. Whenever there's a story about something, they can use all the goofy puns and everything.
Okay.
So at Evil Pie in Las Vegas, customers are jumping at the chance to try a pizza slice topped with lime and garlic roasted grasshoppers.
Yeah, I'd do it.
They're jumping, get it?
No interest.
Well,
no.
Crickets are the best menu item that they have at T-Mobile Park, so I feel like this is just
you're
a
just
good
saying
step
that to
up.
Be stupid.
Yeah, you are. You are being stupid.
I like them. They're not bad.
You like them.
They're
but
not
if you go
bad.
There, you're not going to go straight to the Cricket line.
I would go to the Cricket
and line. And it is evil because there's an evil Knievel pie. They have evil Knievel as the profile picture on Facebook.
Oh, so they're spelling it like evil.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, you're definitely taking a risk eating a stupid cricket pie or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's called
grasshopper pie.
It's Canyon Hopper Pizza, and the idea came as Nevada faced swarms of grasshoppers in recent weeks. Right. The owners and the kitchen manager wanted to ride the wave of national attention and simply wanted to have a good laugh. Plus, it was a way to pay tribute to the namesake of the pizzeria. The Canyon Hopper is an ode to Evel Knievel's failed attempt to jump over the Snake River Canyon in his rocket. And it also paints a picture of the grasshopper invasion heading towards Las Vegas. So I guess it's a novelty item.
Yeah.
But
people are talking about it, including us.
Yeah.
It's too bad they don't have one closer. I would go there, but it doesn't do anything for me.
I can lend Joe my pizza hoodie. He's going this weekend to Vegas, and he could bring a slice back.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to Vegas this weekend?
Oh, yeah. You know Joe.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. You know, it's not like we take enough vacation time, but that's not enough for these guys. They still got to go when we're on here.
Dude, I'm loving all the stuff on their menu. They have a thing called Grandma's Balls.
Are those meatballs, please?
Yes, three per order with Evil's tomato sauce.
I always wanted Grandma's Balls.
Or the Berry White Pie.
Is that like an Alfredo pie?
It's a mozzarella, pecorino, and ricotta.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Balls to the walls.
Is this a lot of meatballs on there?
Tomato sauce, mozzarella, caramelized onions, ricotta, house-made meatballs.
Oh, on the pizza?
On the pizza.
Ooh, I'll do that.
I like to have one called Garlic D's Knots.
That's great. That's very, very great, D's Knots.
And then a Led Zeppole.
All right, that's a clever
place. Perverts working here.
Yeah, that's a very, very...
Zeppole? I don't know. How do you say it Italians?
Zeppole. Oh, yeah, I guess Zeppole. Yeah, I was thinking more like pole.
Of course you were. Who's really the pervert? You are.
Well, right above it is the Garlic D's Knots.
Okay, yeah, I like how you put your hand down there to give me the New York attitude. Yeah. Hey, D's Knots.
I'd love to go there, but there's not a chance in hell I'm having their new special.
No, I'm not doing that. I'll just have some of the old stuff on the menu.
Right.
I'll let Danny do the grasshopper pie.
All right.
Damn. Yeah, I don't think so.
So it says crickets are actually pretty good. They sell them at the gas station by my house in like six different flavors.
Gas station crickets?
No,
I'd rather eat gas station sushi.
Yeah.
It's not going to. I mean, by the way, I'm still very angry at the fact that when they highlighted some of the greatest cuisine at all the baseball stadiums, which by the T-Mobile has some of the best I've ever seen.
So much good food there.
And they highlight our crickets when MLB did that. And I was so pissed at the MLB.
You get why.
I do.
It stands out.
I do, but it really irritates me because we got I think we have the best food of any park. I haven't been to every park, but all the ones I've been to, our food kicks ass.
Yeah. I would say the very minimal amount of baseball stadiums I've been to, including Yankee Stadium, Fenway, Wrigley, and whatever the other White
Comiskey.
Sox, Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
I would definitely put Seattle's stadium food on top.
Yeah.
Someone says the grasshoppers, absolutely the first thing I go for when I go to T-Mobile Park. Another person texted and said, my ice cream company has a chocolate-covered cricket and candied mealworm toffee ice cream.
Oh, nice.
Every October.
Okay. I just can't get used to it. I know that other cultures do, and I get it. I just can't. I can't do it.
They're a good source of protein.
No.
Again, there's a lot of other sources of protein. You know, there's a nice fat cow that's a great source of protein,
too.
What
the hell's going on? Whoa.
What's the matter?
Why'd your alarm go off?
No, it was I accidentally hit the emergency call.
Oh, I would call the cops, too, on Danny for eating grasshoppers.
Somebody was trying to call me, so I tried stopping it, and then if you hit, like, four or five times, it automatically...
Vicky, do you know you have a job and we're on the radio?
I was trying to turn the thing off. People call.
Okay.
I keep getting calls.
So you called 911?
It was an accident.
Honest to God.
Oh, great. Now we're going to have the cops show up here.
No, I stopped it with 1 second to spare.
Yeah, we'll see. As soon as you dial them, they come. It doesn't matter.
It says emergency call going in 3, 2...
Okay.
I keep getting phone calls for this guy named James.
I really don't care.
I don't. Yeah, I was about to ask who's James. Yeah, but why do I care?
I mean, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you answered any of them?
Yeah, and it's like, James, you need to pay your student loans. I'm like, I'm not James. Well, is this number? Blah 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 blah. I'm like, yes, and then give me sass. Like, I'm lying to them. Why would I lie to you? I'm not James.
Because they're trying to get money from you, so of course they think you're lying.
I don't sound like James.
They're scamming you, Vicky. They're hoping that you'll just finally pay for James.
But I get like five phone calls a day.
It's the new scam. They just go, hey, you owe money for the loan. I don't care. It's your name on there, even though you're not James.
Right. So I get five phone calls a day. It's annoying.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. It's a great show. We're on a tight ship here.
High energy mediocrity.
Yeah.
It's
true. But you know what? You can change that high energy mediocrity or add to it. Because it's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Got your calls. Got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man, this is your opportunity. You've got the floor, but Steve does have one rule.
It's a simple rule. BJ has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise,
We're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
That's how that works. Listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody needs some advice from us.
We know so much.
They said, I hate when my wife hangs out with one of her friends, this one friend. Anytime she's around her, it causes issues and arguments, but my wife continues to want to hang out with her. It's almost to the point of a divorce. She's a different person once she's around that friend. Am I wrong to not want her to be around that friend?
Wow.
How bad is this friend?
Well, my wife has had people come to our house and try to tell me how to raise our kids and really get their nose in our business. And I feel like, yeah, that's just sucky. I think every husband and every wife has got to respect the business of their own home and tell their friends, dude, you got to. And I think guys are good at this, right? I mean, guys are good. You can't be telling my wife what to do. You can't be giving me a hard time in my house or I'm not going to have you over. You shut up and let my business be my business.
Or I wonder if she's not necessarily telling her what to do or not to do in her relationship or in her family, but I have had friends, and it's happened to me and it's happened to close friends, where you're around somebody and their negative toxicity kind of leaks over and you become negative and toxic. So you kind of, whatever you surround yourself with, you become that. And I've had that where, like, you're a great person, but when you hang out with this person, you're an a-hole. So I don't want to hang out with you if you're with this person.
See, my vibe from it, it's funny how we all have a different perspective. I'm picturing that this friend likes to party, maybe does some, like, whorish things.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of like, and then when the wife's hanging out with her, it's not that she's doing anything wrong, but she's almost becoming a single person again.
Yeah.
That would be, but it's funny how we all got interpreted this text a little bit different. But I mean, if there's, I guess it just depends on how extreme it is. If you have your wife's doing something that you really don't appreciate, then you guys are going to have a conversation about it.
Yeah. And look, here's the problem, too, is that if it's getting to the point where it's getting to divorce level, then you have got to go talk to somebody who can give you some good advice to make sure it's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody I do therapy. The great thing about therapy is I get to work out my end of it. I want to make sure what my end of it is to make sure that I'm not overreacting, that it's not a problem. Then once I figure that out, then the therapist tells me how I can what's my next best move. It's like talk about life coaching and everything. It's really an important thing, guys. Honest to gosh. If you're having a problem, have somebody help you handle the problem in a professional way, just like have somebody help you fix your toilet, somebody fix your car. That's what they do. And us guys love tools, and these guys sometimes have better tools than we do.
And if you find a really good therapist, they will fix your toilet.
Really?
No.
Wow. You know what? I was going to say, you found somebody?
Man, I like that. Oh, somebody just texted us wanting to get our opinion on something.
Okay, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose on the rock.
Hey, Migs, did you hear about the XFL announcing the team names tomorrow? I did see the story, and then they're making the big announcement of all their team names and logos, including the Seattle franchise.
Okay.
And there's some talks. Apparently, something got out there, and I don't know if it's necessarily these are the names that they're picking from, but I think maybe people notice like a trademarking thing, or I don't know, but it made it on its way on Twitter. But there's a handful of names that that are possibly in contention for the Seattle XFL franchise. So I want to see what you guys think.
Okay, now what I'm thinking of is like, do you think they had to clear stuff with the NHL? Because we know we're looking for a team name for our hockey team. Do you wonder if there was any conversations? Because
I doubt it, but that's I wonder.
Yeah, okay, what do we got?
I mean, I would imagine it's like all bets are off, whoever comes up with the name first.
Oh, hockey team, don't get usurped by a better name by the XFL.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. None of the names on this list are any of the names that have been flirted with when it comes to the NHL franchise.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so here's the ones that are on the list. So the five that seem to be, I don't know, front runners possibly.
All right.
The Seattle Dragons.
Ooh.
Which I'm down, because then we could jokingly call them the Angry Dragons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. The Angry Dragons taking the field.
All right. Don't know what the Dragons have to do with anything about Seattle, but okay.
Okay. Seattle Force.
Force is good.
Of course. You like it because it's a sci-fi.
Yeah. Thing.
The Force is with us.
Think of all the things we can do.
You have the Force.
Yeah, we're a geeky town, but Force is also a great name.
Force.
All right, like the police.
And then
force.
They can play on the Force field.
Nice.
Okay, I'm in. I love it.
That actually is a great
100%
idea.
100% I'm in right now.
Okay. Steve, that is, I didn't even think of that. That is brilliant.
That's amazing.
You know what? Steve gets a point for today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, what about this one? Seattle Fury.
Fury's always a good name.
Yeah, it's a letter off from Furry. I don't like it.
Well, we're going to have a mascot.
Oh, the Furry Fury.
I just think of Nick Fury.
Fury the Furry.
Oh, Nick Fury. Okay, so everybody can have an eye patch.
Eye patch and furries.
Okay.
No. So far, dragons are force.
Yeah. Oh, really? You don't want a furry running around with an eye patch?
Sure. I mean, not in the football way, but okay. Maybe like in my own personal life. Sure.
Oh, dear.
All right, Seattle Surge. See, it makes me think of an energy drink.
Yeah,
or that old drink, the Mountain Dew one. It was called Surge.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's really interesting, these names like the Fury, Surge, Force. They're like not a thing. They're just like a verb, right? Like surge and a
Force. Seems like
a little different, yeah.
Like a title thing, maybe.
Yeah.
So I could kind of see that.
Surge isn't bad. I like Surge.
Okay, what about this one? Seattle Wild.
No.
Not only because it's already a hockey team named the Minnesota Wild.
Exactly. I don't want it.
I don't like
that. Not that they don't, like, teams will share names, but for some reason, you know what it is? I don't like that name for a hockey team.
It sounds cheesy, because when I was a kid, our soccer team was the Wild Cheetahs, and I always hated it. It sounds so cheesy.
The Wild Cheetahs.
The Seattle Wild Cheetahs?
Yeah, that's a cool name.
Am I weird? Is it like, almost like the, I never liked, like, the Miami Heat. For some reason, I'm just a dork in simple, in the sense that I like my sports team names that end with an S.
Oh, so you don't like the Jazz either?
No.
Yeah, for that reason. Yeah.
No, I like to know that there's like there's a group of them.
Yeah.
Like the Dragons.
The Dragons.
Like the Devils for me, or the Seahawks, or the Mariners.
Yeah,
Sonics.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like maybe it's like a traditional. I've been brought up to be used to it. A sports team always ending with an S. And I always thought it was weird when they went with the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Is it with an S, or is it you like something that's more tangible? Like,
it could be that.
Yeah, instead of like a force, if you will, like, or a heat.
Well, the
animal,
but it is weird. Like Steve's right, the S means you have a group of something. Like, you know, it's the Seattle Mariners. You know, it's not the Seattle Mariner. I mean, they could have called them the Mariner, but it seems like it's a group of people. But yeah, but then you know what didn't make the list, which the Kraken.
No, it's not on this list.
And that's the only, and that doesn't have an S, and you still like the Kraken.
Yeah, it's one of the exceptions. There's always an exception, and when it boils down to releasing the Kraken and having crackheads and crack houses, I'm totally in.
Gosh, but Kraken just seems so perfect for the water and the ice. I mean, it's a perfect hockey team name, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right. But I'll take it as an XFL team. So when are they
tomorrow?
Going?
Tomorrow we'll know.
Tomorrow.
I don't know if these are necessarily the absolute final five that they're going from, or if someone's just trying to get us off the beaten path. But this seems to be the one that's popping up a lot of these five names.
And is that a poll I see? What's leading the way?
Leading the way is the Dragons.
Okay.
Second place, the Surge.
Do we have any history with dragons, Dungeons and Dragons? Is that why? Or, I mean, is anything...
Dragons are cool.
I mean,
we have a dragon something.
We have a big Asian community, so dragons are big in that. I mean, I'm trying to figure
dragons
out...
Dragons are awesome. It doesn't matter where you live.
Dragons are awesome no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Right, and we just got done with Game of Thrones. Okay, fine.
I'm totally down with the Dragons.
All right.
It does have almost like a little league team name.
Yeah,
but
I'm
okay with that.
I'm like hoping it's like a really, if they do go with Dragons, I want like a really badass, sleek looking dragon. I don't want like a cartoony, goofy, where are the dragons, kids?
I kind of want that.
I don't.
I want a really goofy looking dragon if we're called the Dragons.
You really do, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I mean, sometimes with iconography, you got to be able to recognize what it is.
And I don't want like a serious looking dragon.
Oh, I want
something
badass.
It's
supposed
to be fun.
Yeah. It probably will be cartoony.
I think he wants to get the tattoo of it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm looking for a tramp stamp.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Well, go Dragons.
Go Dragons. I forgot all about the XFL.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay.
After this NFL season, so February.
Wow.
That's when we get the XFL going.
All right.
I'm pumped, man. I know, you know, there's obviously a lot of speculation and there's a lot of skepticism about it, but another sports team, reason to go to CenturyLink Field, have some fun. Obviously, it's going to be a different vibe than Seahawks games, but I'm excited to see what it's going to be about.
Yeah, and if we see some players that we used to know that didn't make the team in the NFL but still play in the in the XFL, and if anybody follows college football, there's a lot of college football players that don't make it that probably would be good in the XFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could, it could be good, especially if they do it seriously.
You know, and it doesn't seem like they're going down the road from the failed version of the XFL. Yeah. They're eliminating a lot of the hokiness to it, and it seems like they're coming at it with a lot, just a different vibe, making it a faster sport. And I think it's going to have a cool thing going with it.
I'm all right. You know, if you're excited, I'm excited.
I'm excited for Dragons.
Okay,
together we're Dragons.
I like the Force.
The Force ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
It's not Surge.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Tom in Arlington. Tom, you are on The Rock.
Hey, BJ. Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom.
How you guys doing?
Well, pretty good today. What did you have for us today, Tommy?
Hey, I called you guys last year about this time. Like I told the Rev, went to Boston, to Fenway, and we're going to Chicago this year, my brother and I, in a few weeks. You guys were talking about this pizza, deep dish pizza place you guys went to. Where do we go?
Boy, oh,
so many places.
We went to, and it's like it's a traditional one to go to, but I guess locals would be like, you got to go to this place. It's better, but Giordano's, man, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's the
I'm not even a deep dish guy, and that deep dish pizza was awesome.
There's two, right, Rev? Two, like, competing deep dish big names in Chicago.
I mean, there's a million, but the two was the Giordano's and then also Gino's East. That's the place that I got airshipped to my house for my birthday last year.
I was
like,
what?
They sell me like $25 a pie. They'll send it to you in a and dry ice in a little container, and they were fantastic.
Yeah, Tom, we enjoyed it. So I mean, I don't know if it's the best deep dish at Giordano's, the one that we all went to, but we all went there and we loved it.
Hey, BJ, Boston was awesome. We had such a great time there. What a clean city.
Yeah, it's a fun city to eat in, especially if you like Italian food, man. Especially Italian pastries. Oh man, that's the one thing I miss here. I just don't get the same kind of Italian pastries here in Seattle. I mean, there's a lot of good cuisine and there's good Italian cuisine around here, but there's something about Northeast Italian cuisine. So I'm glad you had fun, Tom. Appreciate that.
Also, hit up this great local place called Bubba Gump's. We went to
Bubba Gump's in Chicago. Yeah, the local place.
Their shrimp is amazing.
Yeah. Well,
I think they actually get it out of the water in Chicago.
Oh, you think they do? Yeah. Okay. It's a real local place there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you went to Boston, if you got to go to Fenway, then that's the next iconic place to go to is Wrigley Field if you're in Chicago.
Yeah.
Those are the two legendary ballparks that everyone, you know, if you love baseball, you want to go to those two places. Unfortunately, Yankee Stadium is gone, and the new one is, you know.
The one's cool, but it's not the historic place that you heard about.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999, Listeners on the Loose. Joe in Tacoma, you are on The Rock.
Yes, I had a suggestion for the new hockey team. Since everybody, we got the Seahawks, we got the Mariners all tied into being seafaring type emblems. I was thinking Shellback, which is an initiation that all seafarers go through when they cross the equator. You go through an actual fraternity initiation, and you go from being a polywog to a shellback, which I did 6 years with the Navy, and I went across the equator, and I became a shellback, which actually goes into my military service record.
Oh, so shellback is actually a real creature? It's what becomes a shellback? Is that a thing? Like a frog or?
Well, it's what they use is it's kind of like a turtle. Anything that's pretty much got a hard shell with it, you become before you go across the equator, you're considered a polywog, which
okay.
Yeah,
shell, nothing like that. But once you cross the equator, gone through the initiation, you emerge as a shell back. I got a hard shell, you can't break it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just don't know how that would translate to. It's cool. I get the whole idea of it. Well, though that logo there, though, that's a pretty mean ass looking turtle.
Turtle that's been on gone through a cycle. Navy, some steroids.
If the Navy lets us use that logo, that would be kind of cool.
It's a fast turtle. I'd rather then be called
called the snappers, like a snapping turtle, right?
You think the Kraken's bad enough? You think snappers is gonna fly with the NHL if they don't do Kraken?
Yeah, and they win. They're like, and the snappers snap one off again.
Yeah, they snap one off again. Yes, as opposed to Kraken.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they've already narrowed it down to a certain number, so we just kind of have to wait and see what the name's going to be. I just can't wait for the damn name to happen so we can. I'm just, every time there's a story on the internet about NHL Seattle, and I'll read it, and then I read the comments and see what people think about what they're talking about, whether it be like the office decisions, potential players. It always turns into an argument about the name. Yeah. And I just want to get done. I want to be done with that.
I know. I wonder how long they're going to make us wait.
I'd imagine this season we'll find out.
I'm lazy.
Early part.
I was going to go back and go on Google and search for the Vegas Knights when they got their name announced, and then look at that date compared to when they started and see if that'll be a similar timeline.
Their timeline was a little bit quicker than ours, though, because you know they added that extra season of a wait for us because of the building, the revamping of the Key Arena.
Yeah.
You know, originally their hope was to get it happening for the 2020-2021 season,
yeah,
and now it's the 2021-2022 season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's tough to kind of compare the timeline.
So we got 2 years, yep, basically. All right.
So I think this year we'll find out the team name, and then all of a sudden the Merchapalooza will begin.
Merchapalooza.
And that's when I go broke.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Just the time to get some more baby onesies.
Yeah, you will go broke. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody suggested for that XFL team, combine two of them and call it Dragon Force.
Ooh. Dragon Force.
That's the band, right?
Oh.
I was thinking of Dragon Ball Z, the old anime.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dragon Force sounds pretty cool.
It is a band.
Yep.
Metal band.
Metal Dragon Force.
Apparently, this is an argument that's going on, and someone texted, hey guys, I've been seeing all my friends argue about this on Twitter. Which is better, Seinfeld or Friends?
Oh, wow. You're really talking generational, because Vicky is a lover of Friends, but she missed Seinfeld.
But they just crossed generations. They were, I mean, look, at the end of the day, Friends needed Seinfeld to become successful. They were piggybacking on their success, riding their coattails. So I think this is a no-brainer. Seinfeld's the better show.
Yep, absolutely.
You and I and Rev are of a particular generation that loves Seinfeld from pretty much the beginning.
But people still quote it, like as if it happened last year.
You say people that in your demographic. I imagine Vicky's got a lot of quotes from people she knows from Friends.
Yeah, a lot of people will always quote Friends, and it's always kind of fun when you kind of spot it out. You're like, hey, I know what you're talking about. So I feel like it's about equal. Yes, I think Seinfeld, if without Seinfeld, we wouldn't have Friends, but I can't really watch Seinfeld.
Mm.
Like, Friends for me.
If I have to go with just like, if I think of just from an icon standpoint, Seinfeld's got to take the nod. It was just gigantically huge, and it was a much different show, and I think Friends exists and is well received because Seinfeld showed us we could like a crazy, goofy show like Friends in a way. And I think Seinfeld's probably bigger, I think.
I think we're thinking of it too hard. It's like, if both of them are on reruns on TV, what would you sit and watch?
Seinfeld, easily.
Friends for me.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're going for.
Let's talk stats. Friends, four Emmys. Okay. Seinfeld, 10 Emmys.
Okay.
Seinfeld, TV Guide's top 50 show of all time. They came in at number one.
Yeah.
Friends, number 21.
Okay.
Yeah, I still like Friends better.
Well, it's not the best, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say the best,
it's
the best for me. Yeah, I think Seinfeld takes the nod, but I can see where Vicky's generation just doesn't care about Seinfeld.
And I'll give Friends a nod as well. I mean, I don't hate Friends. I enjoyed watching. I don't know if we're ever going to see a show be as quoted, though, as Seinfeld ever again.
Ooh.
Because in those days, you had really just the network television that was giving us television shows on a frequent basis.
Very good point.
You had four networks. I mean, obviously there were other cable channels, but for the most part, the popular television shows people were watching were on one of those four networks. Nowadays, I don't even know half of the shows you guys are talking about, like what network they're on. And they're not even on networks. They're on like freaking Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
You're not going to have that large number of people watching the same thing so we could all understand what quotes we're throwing out there.
We were forced to watch the same stuff. Fragment. We might have said, "Gosh, I wish I didn't have to watch this show." And back in my day, Art Alexakis in the song AM Radio talks about how there's one TV in the house, and so it's like, "Oh, I don't want to watch that stupid show. Let's put on Sanford and Son or something." But his mom wants to watch a different show because that's all they had was the one TV in the house. Mm-hmm. And Art's about my age, and we grew up in a household where it was just one TV.
You said Sanford and Son, and the theme song immediately just
went into my brain.
And you're gone.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, I'm wondering, like, you know, how many people think that Friends is lame and would rather choose either Two and a Half Men or Big Bang Theory as their favorite show?
I was about to throw
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
100% over any of those shows.
And the thing is,
I wouldn't go that crazy. Oh boy. But I would put How I Met Your Mother over Friends easily.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah, I would too.
And I honestly think I read this article once, and it was kind of funny to think about where how many Seinfeld episodes wouldn't work today because they would get into all these shenanigans. And if you're thinking of like a kid nowadays, they're like, well, why don't they just call each other on their cell phones? Yeah, they can't. They couldn't get to a payphone. That's the whole episode was those shenanigans that wouldn't happen today. And same with Friends.
Yeah, and it's unrelatable to you guys because you just don't know what that's like to not have a phone and not be instantly connected.
So I wouldn't give any, you know, younger kid crap. They're like, well, I like Big Bang Theory over any of those other shows. Like, well, that makes sense because you can't imagine a world without a cell phone.
And I have to tell you, I actually do like Big Bang Theory over all those other shows. I think Seinfeld is fantastic, and so I'm not going to put Big Bang Theory over Seinfeld, but I put Big Bang Theory over How I Met Your Mother and How over Friends, that's for sure, for me, for my tastes.
What about Two and a Half Men?
Oh, and I did bring that up, and that was never a great show for me, but I know people loved it.
Oh,
and,
I did.
Yeah. And I think Two and a Half Men, I think a lot of people would put that above everything, maybe close to Seinfeld. That was a huge show until Charlie went off the rails.
Yeah, rails.
And also until the little dude grew up. Whenever the little dude grows up, a show always has a hard time when the cute little kid gets too old.
I feel like The Office would be a better representation than Two and a Half Men. Because I feel like a bigger variety of people watch The Office.
I love The Office. Well, yeah, but Two and a Half Men, Vicky, was killing in the race. It was always the number one comedy. Two and a Half Men was
over The Office?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was always was.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody texted, normally I agree with Steve, but I disagree. How many people watch Game of Thrones or Rick and Morty? So many people quoted Rick and Morty that McDonald's brought back the Szechuan sauce. But I don't think it's still being quoted on the level. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, the section might be right for all. And I know Parks and Rec is a show that people love to quote a lot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be hanging out with some friends and I'm like, I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about. And I'm like, oh, that's a Parks and Rec line. I'm like, oh,
and
okay.
I feel like maybe Seinfeld was quoted a lot more back then because, like, kind of like what you were saying, we have a whole lot more options nowadays. So we are quoting a bunch of different things instead of just one show.
And I think Seinfeld at its height was getting way more viewers than Game of Thrones is at its height.
Yeah, I again, like you said, Steve, because there wasn't anything else on.
Right. Wasn't Seinfeld on a network show, and whereas like NBC was a paid one?
Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like that's some part of it, too.
Yeah. But the thing is that Steve's right. You just didn't have any other choices. You had to
say it louder for the people in the back, BJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Steve had it right. You know, I mean, there's so many sources for new material. Those four networks were it. And at the time of 91, Fox was kind of a joke. They were trying, but they didn't have a whole lot going on.
And then they got married with children. Yeah, and everything changed.
Probably Simpsons is really what changed it for.
Yeah, Simpsons changed
for Fox. But yeah,
Married with Children was the game changer for me.
And there's another show that I bet, like Vicky and everyone quotes the small stuff like Parks and Rec. Married with Children, a lot of people dug that show. It had a huge cult following.
Speaking of shows, I gave a chance to the new 90210 show.
Oh my God, you did?
We're just waiting for all the new shows to come back.
Okay,
are.
How is it?
You know, we can only watch so many Bar Rescues and Restaurant Impossibles before we're like, you know what? Let's take a break from people fixing things.
Yeah. All right.
How is that there, Steve?
It is awful.
Oh, man.
Wow. Awful. I don't even know why they're doing this. I hope things get weird. Like somebody comes in as like a mass murderer or something like that. And like things, like it becomes a horror film or something. Like they need to figure this out. It's bad.
Are they still going drama or is it supposed to be like comedy?
It's bad comedy and bad drama.
Interesting.
Yeah. The only thing that I walk away from. Was it Jenny or Jeannie Garth?
Jenny Garth
is timeless. She looks incredible now. She looks just as great as she does back in the day. She looks awesome. That's about it. That's all I got for you guys. Other than that, the show sucks.
That's why I give a lot of props to until Roseanne went off the rails because I can't watch that show without her. But it was good. Out of all the reboots that came back, they tried Murphy Brown. That wasn't that great. I know Will and Grace is on for a little bit, but that did nothing for us. And my wife and I used to watch that show all the time. These reboots are not good.
No.
They're really not good. Somehow Roseanne and those folks figured it out. Probably because there's a lot of really talented people. It was a really well done, well written, well acted show with really good performers. And, you know, Laurie Metcalf and John Goodman leading the way. Those guys are great. And that's why my wife and I watched it and said, you know what? Roseanne is still working for us. I can't believe it after all these years. But that's the only reboot of all the shows we loved. We tried. Roseanne was the only one we thought was good. So I am not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, well, the original wasn't really anything special, but there's a nostalgia to it. And, you know, you just kind of enjoyed it because you were a kid. And yeah, that was like the fun thing to watch. Everyone was talking about it. But boy, I feel bad for all of them. Like, yeah. Man, isn't there another Sharknado you could do that's way more respectable?
Ian needs that medical insurance. That's why he's doing anything. He needs that SAG-AFTRA medical insurance. Oh, man. All right, we got a big question that has to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and Chores have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Chores have in common?
If you do it, I'll give you $5.
Yeah.
That's kind of how Chores work, right?
And it's how you work.
Yeah.
Well, somebody says Steve's wife yells at him for doing both incorrectly.
Yeah, he does.
Steve's wife makes him do both.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't put the bag back in the can.
Dude, that conversation happened yesterday. Like, this is a team effort. I threw the garbage out. Sometimes I forget to put the new bag in. Look out for me.
Right, you got to close that deal. You got to finish it.
Do you put them on the bottom? That's the way to be reminded.
No, come on, man. I'm not a janitor.
You put a pile of bags on the bottom. That way you always remember.
I believe
I'm not a janitor, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I got news for you.
Custodial engineer.
My apologies.
You are going to be worse than janitor come December. You'll wish you were a janitor after your baby comes.
Custodial engineer.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be doing a lot worse jobs than any janitor or custodial engineer would ever do once that baby comes.
You're going to be on poo duty.
Yeah, you are.
Duty.
Duty.
Got a new survey. 67% of people say they've intentionally done a bad job on a chore just so they could get out of doing it again in the future. Did it work, Steve?
No, still having to put the garbage away.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. Hire somebody. That's the beautiful. They say it improves the relationship, and I agree. I do nothing, and I'm happy.
And I'll give you $5.
And $5. All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll change my mind on that. Ryan Castle, he's got $5 and a morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Please welcome to the show, Kevin Smith. I have a baby girl coming on the way, and I'd love to hear what kind of words of wisdom you have.
The thing that I did with my kid is, she was a child, of course, at one point, but I didn't, talk to her like a child. I can't sit there and be like, you were a cute little girl, aren't you? You know, I can just talk to her and be like, you're a brave, smart, tiny woman and stuff like that. That and cursing in front of the kid. We curse like sailors in front of the kid, and she never even picked it up.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.